Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Musician's Guide podcast. My name is Karen.
And I'm Jen.
I'm sorry, I just did a Zoom wave.
Why did you do a Zoom wave?
I'm so sorry. For those of you listening, I just did a Zoom wave. How embarrassing.
Anyway, welcome back. Glad you guys are here. Jen, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about networking. I feel like that was my teacher voice just getting really excited. We're going to be talking about all things networking, specifically as it relates to the emerging artist. So as we're revamping and bringing back the emerging artist program, networking is one of the biggest questions that we get asked. And I feel like as humans, it's one of the most, not awkward things to do, but like it really plays into your personality as far as like extroverted or introverted. So we're going to talk about just some tips and tricks, like we usually do, about networking and just open up the conversation about feelings as it relates to networking. And just take a drink every time we say networking.
Of course. And, you know, this will be just like a conversation. So mm-hmm. like always, context matters. Some of these things might apply to you. They might not. They might feel great. They might not. I will say, though, that everything we talk about is something I have personally done in the last decade. And I think like the one that I want to start with the most is email. Because, and this applies to anybody, emerging artist or a person. Ooh, actually, hang on. Let's back up. Let's do emerging artists first. When it comes to networking, I think how you construct an email is really important, and not in like the pedantic way where you might not know how to do an email, because of course you do, you're smarter than all of us, but it's more of just like, let's make sure that it's clear, to the point, succinct, and also very respectful. And I think that because it's really hard to capture tone other than when you're talking to somebody, this applies to text, this applies to DMs, that kind of vibe. I think like we should never assume anything and always open up with gratitude, always open up with, you know, understanding that this person might be busy, et cetera, and never just making demands or requests. Of course, that's not your heart. Of course, you're not an asshole, but it's very easy for that to come across. Like I've had emails come into my inbox that are very like, hey, here's this thing that I need. Somebody told me to reach out to you. Let me know. Thanks. And it's like, whoa, nice to meet you. My feelings are hurt. You know, like that kind of vibe. So I always like encourage people to just say like, hi, dear, you know, so-and-so, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever salutation feels right. I hope this email finds you well, or I got your information from this person. I've heard so much about you. Do just like a little due diligence and give us something where the person feels like you actually know them and you're not just like copy-pasting something to like a generic person. And then, you know, just ask respectfully for what you're wanting. So, when people reach out to me sometimes, they're like, I just had a quick question about this talk that you gave. And I was wondering if this thing was available or if you'd be able to come to my program or if you blah, blah, blah. And you know, I understand if you're busy, please let me know. Here's my website or here's my information, or please reach out when you have a moment. Thank you, person. And I find that to be the emails that you're more likely to get a response from that you're not feeling gross about. I also feel like from the person sending it out there, if you're cold emailing somebody or you don't really know them that well, that extra layer of professionalism just like feels so much more comforting and helpful. So that would be my recommendation for an emerging artist, just to like really check in on the email and how you're writing it. And then I think just in general, one of the biggest questions that I get is, or the pushback, I guess, from my clients is, I don't want to follow up too much. Or like, I don't want to be annoying. I don't want to be needy. I don't want to be a pick me girl. Like, I don't want whatever. And it's like, no, let me just tell you how it actually works. So as somebody who is an agent, a manager, I represent people, I send cold emails, I do contract negotiations, like whatever under the umbrella of manager that you can think of, follow-ups are actually just such a gentle, kind, warm, fuzzy reminder for somebody who is constantly inundated with correspondence. Of course, how you follow up matters. So I always recommend like, hey, just circling back, putting this to the top of your inbox. I know you're busy, but I wanted to just really quick check back in on this thing. Like when somebody follows up like that, it feels so good. First and foremost, you're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for checking in. Let me pin that so I can get back to it today. Let me stop everything and answer right away. Like it's always a positive interaction. It's never like, oh my God, this person, who do they think they are? And my caveat to that, though, is make sure that you're following up within 48 to 72 hours, not 24, not 12, not 6, not an hour, because that has happened in my inbox.
I will add, too, if it is a weekend and you email somebody on a Friday at 4 p.m., do not follow up on a Monday at 8 a.m. because I will personally come find you in your sleep And yeah, and tell you not to do that. So like, don't do that. But yes, business hours yeah. matter.
They actually do. And I think too, as we're kind of like working in a new space where it's not a toxic work environment and we're not like hopefully addicted to our email and like being crazy. I do think that it does matter. And also if somebody does not respond to your email, even after one follow-up, don't DM them. Don't Facebook them. Don't go find them somewhere else. Like if they haven't responded and if their professional channel is an email more than anything, like don't go somewhere else. We had a interview with Alexis Smith, two episodes ago. I think it's 245, maybe 244, one of those. Go check it out. And she's a perfect example of that. She's the product specialist at SC Shires. And she's also a musician, of course, and trombonist, and does other things. And when people DM her on Instagram about work-related things, it's going to get lost in the sauce. So like, that's more of the sentiment. Like, just make sure you're going to the appropriate channels and that you're being direct, and that anytime you email somebody or just you being on an email is not an emotional experience. It's a way of communication. Like, it's not a pigeon carrier. It's an email. So like, let's also mm-hmm. check in on those cortisol levels so that we're not feeling like this is going to change my life, because I mean, it probably won't. But it'll just be a great way to correspond with people. And just always respect. As far as some data, you can follow up with somebody up to 12 times. And that applies when you're doing a booking, for example, not in the same month, not in the same week, not in the same day, of course, but within a 6 to 8 month period. I'm currently doing a negotiation for a composer with a major orchestra, and I've literally been following up with the artistic development person for about 6 months. And I'm not taking it personally. This person's incredibly busy. They're having negotiations. They're having season announcements. So I'm just going to keep following up. And I have reminders on my phone. And the person's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so sorry. The contract's coming next week. And it's like, great. Next week comes around. The contract's not here. Hello, person. I'm following up. And it's just the song and dance you do until you get an answer. And to me, that allows me to be objective, where it's like, I'm not going for a conversation or for touchy-feely. I'm going for a yes or a no. A maybe is trash because I can't do anything with that information. Yes, we're moving forward. Great. No, now's not the time. Awesome. And then, you know, and then you can cross it off your list and move on.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like as of now, you've really gone off, and I'm just adding some ad libs, like the rapper in the back, like, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Oh my God. Those are really like Sean Paul's clapper.
Yep. Those are really great points.
Yeah.
No, but sure. That's totally accurate. The one thing that I will add to this conversation is, okay, so you just said, you know, following up and doing all this stuff, and as it relates to email and, you know, cold calling or cold emailing and things like that. I think what I really like and what really works for me and feels a little bit more, not genuine, but just less icky, especially because I'm somebody that's so prone to like feeling icky about asking anybody for anything ever. I'm sorry I exist. But in that space, it's much better to foster relationships with people and then be able to bring it back and have that positive interaction with them at first. And some of those ways that you can kind of root that networking could be in school. So like, that's a really great opportunity. I always thought that it was really weird to be like a kiss ass and like go up to your professor and like ask questions and do all these things. But now as I'm seeing, you know, even through my own experience of like getting into my master's program, and this was like years ago, obviously, and asking for letters of recommendation, and then seeing my friends now that are also wanting to pursue like further education, and them having to go back to, you know, way back when, 5-7 years ago, having to ask their professors for recommendations, it's really important to foster those relationships, especially in the space or in the industry that you're in. So whether it's like, you know, similar to now SC Shires, anybody that you know there, continuing to foster relationships there, different distributors, booking agents, anything like that, even if it's just an email saying like, hey, happy spring, whatever it is, and then going from there to kind of keep that touch in, also from previous jobs. My old boss is really good at that, and it's very sweet. And we were able to have that relationship in where it's like, yes, of course he was my boss, but I think now it's like this weird iteration of like, he's not my friend, but he's not my boss anymore, but he still wishes me like career success. So it's that check-in every 6 months of like, hope you're doing great. Hope the organization that I left is also doing great. And that's mm-hmm. my true sentiment about it. So I think that's really nice. And, you know, he's worked in different industries too. So I know that if I were to ever have questions about, you know, things related to career or something in education, I could ask him and use him as a resource. And I'm sure he would put a good word in for any place that I'd want to go. Sure. And I think that it's that requirement of reaching out every 3 to 6 months to people that you already know and that you've built a relationship with that could be helpful, as instead of being like, hello, Andrew, that I have never met before. My name is so-and-so. So,
right, yeah. Exactly. And that's such a great point too, because I think that the biggest theme here is like networking is not something you go do. It's something that you weave into your life via solid communication. And it's a skill. Yeah. It's a skill that you have to work on, whether you're an emerging artist or a seasoned professional. It's a social thing that you also have to work through. I think it's helpful to know like what makes you comfortable, what makes you uncomfortable, what are you willing to do, what are you not willing to do. And I'm always surprised, like in other industries that I also work with clients, like I have a client who's an amazing interior designer, and I thought for a long time that, lead generating for her or cold calling would be easiest through marketing, or it'd be easiest through email marketing because she has a great system. She actually prefers to go have coffee with people. And I was like, what? I would have never, based on her personality, assumed that. And it's been so successful. So I think just asking yourself early on, like, how do you prefer to network and communicate? Like, if you're somebody who likes big conferences and likes seeing people all at once, you know, maybe once every year, every 2 years, then budget for a Midwest, budget for a seasonal or regional conference for your instrument, budget for, you know, any of the major institutions that exist that put this on every year, every other year. And that's where you can go do the bulk of your networking. So don't feel that it's either or it's like this whole pressure situation. I was also thinking too, that what you were saying about checking in with your boss and previous people and previous connections, the musician that does this the best is actually conductors, because as they're working on elevating their portfolio and being considered as a guest conductor, they do what's called covering, which is essentially going and being the understudy for the conductor that's hired. In case, you know, something happens, they can step in. They go to all the rehearsals. They also, of course, know the repertoire. And, you know, a lot of our clients that are conductors do this all over the country. And it's something where they're reaching out every quarter, almost every 6 months, like, hey, just updated my website. Hey, just did this thing, to agents, to organizations that they've guest conducted, covered before, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like we should bring that energy that conductors have into instrumentalists, into chamber groups, like into whoever and whatever you want to be slash are career wise. So definitely it's not weird and you're not a brown nose. I think it's just part of that communication. And more than anything, it's about being at the forefront of people's minds, being somebody they remember, they think of. Yep. Because as much as we talk about marketing and email marketing and social media, blah, blah, all those things, word of mouth will never, nothing will ever exceed word of mouth. Like, it is the OG. It is the bestest way to get work, to, you know, meet people, to get connected. So if people are thinking about you, if people are, you know, somebody they're recommending, somebody they're sharing with their friends and family, you're always going to be in business.
Yes, I agree. I was going to add one thing to this, which is a little bit of a sidetrack. And I think that having positive interactions with people is super important in fostering those networking things. Like, the way that you conduct yourself and the way that you are, whether it's a conference, whether it's a one-on-one meeting, whether it's, you know, talking to the trash man in a certain establishment, like, that is so important. And it goes a really long way. And one of those things right now in the deep depths of TikTok as it relates to J-Lo and nobody wanting to work with her because she's such a diva and so awful to work with. Yes. So I think that if anything, don't be J-Lo. Like, that is a prime example of just make sure that you are, you know, having positive interactions with people. The next part of this that I was also going to say is, as it relates to positive interactions, I think one way to network that I like and that feels authentic to me is being encouraging to other people. And I think that in a genuine way, obviously, like, don't be like, woohoo, I love this work and it's like the worst, or like, I love your bracelet and it's like the ugliest thing you've ever seen. Don't do that.
Like, but like, you mean girls?
Yeah, for sure. But definitely just encouraging people. There's a new wave of networking as it relates to just social media and making sure that you're liking, that you're commenting, that you're engaging on people's posts, that if they put out a new website, you're like, hey, check this out. This is amazing. And it probably is, considering this person is like your friend. And there's new ways to make what is called like an internet bestie that you've never necessarily met in person, but can go a long way, and where, you know, eventually at some point you're going to meet them in person. And I feel like I have so many of those, as far as just like internet besties where you see their story and you're like, oh, I love this. Or like that one girl that, you know, went through a breakup and she posted about it all over her story. And then you're like liking the shit and you're like, yes, girl, like, you do you. And she's like, thank you so much. I'm so much happier now. And then all of a sudden you become friends. I think doing that in a way that feels authentic and you engaging with the things that people are posting and also participating in that by posting, by, you know, being vulnerable and by doing all these things can really help in that networking space in a way that you might not have considered, and where it doesn't have to be a stuffy like elevator pitch type of thing. It could be organic and normal through social media.
I love that. And I think if we think back to 2020, like, that was one of the blessings of just being stuck at home, is we all made some new friends on Instagram, on Facebook. on TikTok, on Snapchat, on all the places, just by interacting and just sliding into people's DMs and not in a weird way. So I really like that. And I appreciate that. And I think that that support, like we know who those people are in the industry that are supportive and encouraging. And it's also done in such a way where it doesn't feel fake. It feels very authentic. And then once you meet them in person, like they're the same. So like, that's always just very exciting, to kind of expand that way, especially if you're in a place that you either feel isolated or if you're new somewhere, you know, social network, it's meant to be a social, experience as well. So yes, I love that advice. I like networking in multiple ways. Everything that I've mentioned so far, like whether it's email or on socials or whatever, I also think that meeting people for coffee is super helpful in the beginning. And it's also not so much that I'm going to come pick your brain, but I just want to connect and see if there's a way. Mariah actually did that with me. And it was like chef's kiss. Jen Wharton connected us via email. And she was like, hey, I'd love to just grab a coffee. We're in the same city. We work with musicians. We'd love to get to know you. And I was like, great. It was right in the middle of the holiday. So I was like, let's do it in January. She's like, of course, gave me some dates. We sat together for coffee. We have so much in common. We're both Enneagram 8s. It was fascinating to hear about her life and career. We have an age gap, but it was amazing. I was learning from her. It was amazing. Just kind of mentorship experience. It wasn't like weird or like salesy or anything. It was low. And then it was like, how can we work together? She was telling me, well, I work with these clients. And I was like, great. My clients have these questions. I was like, hey, let's just start with the podcast. And that's just been a relationship that has started to form in that way. And it wasn't like hours of time. It wasn't like anything overwhelming or draining. Like it was just like a nice moment. Just definitely like step out of the box, feel your feelings, but also just try new things. And if that doesn't work for you, try something else. And then just see, and also as you change and evolve, it's also going to change and evolve. Like I can't just grab coffee on a dime anymore because I need childcare, I have a baby. Like there's a lot of other variables, but there's still other ways for me to maintain that connection without necessarily needing to leave the house per se. So definitely check in on the season of life, check in on what makes the most sense for you. And also like, what are your objectives? And know that this takes time. Layering clients, layering people, getting to know someone takes time. So it's not like you're just going to email someone, DM them, have coffee, and now you're besties. Because that's also not realistic.
Yeah. I think in the same vein of making friends, it's hard to do that. And I think that putting yourself out there and having the mindset that if something doesn't work out or if you're not able to network with this person or you don't connect, it might not necessarily be either the time or it doesn't necessarily have to be related about something that you did wrong. And I think, again, this is a privy to my mind and mm-hmm. how it works. But I think for a lot of it, it's very easy to take things personally because we see it as rejection. We see it as a bid for connection to, you know, network and work in different capacities. But it might be that this person, for example, like you just have a kid and you can't just go get a cup of coffee. And it doesn't mean that you're any less invested or that you're not interested. It's just not the ideal way. So I think realizing that some of these things don't have to be so personal can really help in saying like, oh, not a problem at all. Like, hopefully we can catch up and do something else or proposing something different or just like having that openness to make a new friend in that while you're networking, but also realize that they're a person and that you're a person too. And that's fine.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think this was super helpful, Jen. I love your takes and they're just so genuine and soft. And I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. You're like, and a hug. And I'm like, yes, we need that energy. So thank you. But yes, I want to come back and do another episode too, where maybe we do some role playing and share some examples and that type of thing. But I think this is good. Anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. So stay tuned for the Emerging Artists program launch. Very excited. We will not shut up about it. If you have questions, thoughts, always reach out. If you think about it, write and review on Apple. And we'll see y'all next week.